have no...
So data protection doesn't apply to employees within an agency if occupational health is involved. Okay, I'll put that up as well, because I don't think people know that. Can you send me a copy of the statute that says that's not protected information, or get your lawyers to email it to me? Because I need to let people know that. People don't know that. They think they're safe when they talk to occupational health.
Occupational health still think they are.
Yeah, I need to let people know that's not the case, though.
You can let people know in terms of the statute, because I spoke when I was driving. I do not have a note of, you know, whatever that piece of legislation is, and I'm not picking the phone up to ask them to give me a letter to that effect.
No.
Purely because it's another dimension of cost, and I don't have a sufficient resource within the shared service to actually cover that off.
I'm interested. That's fascinating. I'd know that.
So
it's good to
know.
There is
from the dimension of from if you like, from an HRD's point of view, we will network, and we do not name, but we talk, if you like, the case principles, as it were.
Yeah, I know how it works.
So you're sort of like using an ALS type of approach. The clarity that I got was that one of the HRDs had experience of exactly the same thing with an entirely different occupational health service, and checked that out and challenged it, and seemingly did so successfully for whatever the issue was that they had. I had cause to talk to the solicitors on the way from that meeting about an employment tribunal case, one of a few, so not the one that went off at the training centre, but another one, and then said, while we're talking, I've just heard, true or false?
Yeah.
Line of approach, yes, it is.